You and I know, Kelly, a thing or two about making bets and then the payoff of said bets.
The payoff that's usually really bad for the other person.
Yeah, I mean, for years we implemented the Wheel of Dares on the show where, you know, sometimes it even surrounded sports where we'd make a bet on a football game and the loser would have to spin the Wheel of Dares and then fall victim to whatever the wheel bestowed upon them.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is a set in the bar story, Kelly, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without declaring to the world on social media that you'll eat dog poop out of a red Solo cup if your team loses, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that is... Oh, come on now.
Look,
it's you
just,
are making your bed, and now you got to lay in it.
Well, see, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've heard about social media or not, Kelly.
Yeah, no,
but it's a place where people can just spout off whatever they want. And a lot of it is just, you know, off the cuff. And it's just a joke.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Uh-huh.
But now, this user on Twitter, a.k.a. X321Noel, is being searched for because of said bet.
User that goes by 321 Knowles tweeted out, if Florida State loses to Boston College this weekend, I will eat dog doo-doo out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it.
So that was what he said.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Florida State was a 17-point favorite on Monday.
That was not a smart bet.
I mean, and look, you know, Card Country, we know a little thing or two about Florida State, having had to play them most recently just last year in the ACC Championship.
Well, as it turns out, Florida State lost to Boston College tonight.
It out in the universe. The universe said, you know what? Go ahead, bet.
And after Florida State went down 14-0 against Boston College, 3-2-1 Noel, who tweeted this out back on August 27th and doubled down on it multiple times, deleted his account.
Yeah, deleted it. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is Barstool, and they found it, and they were like, okay, we're on the case, guys.
Before the game was even over, 321 Noel's account was gone. One of the last things 321 Noel did on Twitter before wiping himself off the internet was send a message in a DM group called the Linda's Hive. I'll catch y'all next season. My time on X is done for now. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everyone.
Yeah, he
deuces.
Knew. He knew. Going to have to disappear.
Listen, it got so bad, the internet realized what had happened. This bet that he made, that they were like, they were not going to let it go. In fact, ESPN.
Oh, no.
Scott Van Pelt.
No.
Even called him out.
Oh, no.
Down, that's understandable. They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he'd eat dog poop out of a Solo cup. Hey, you think you just get to delete your account? And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy. You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name or something.
People
find you. That's how that works.
Listen, I mean, if you're going to be dumb enough to put something like that out there on the internet,
I mean,
it's your fault.
I mean, the internet was like, listen,
he's going to have to get a whole new identity.
Have to make good on your promise that you put out to the world. Barstool's like,
all it takes is one little bite. One bite, everyone knows the rules.
No!
Everybody knows the rules.
I don't think anybody wants to see that happen, though. But nobody wants to see that, right?
No, I don't think anybody wants to see it happen. We kind of want to live in a world where someone is
accountable.
Held accountable. All right, I said I would do it. Here's the red Solo cup, friends.
Oh wow!
Here it is, straight from the tap. Let's go.
He is going to hide for the rest of his life.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if I were him, never getting back on.
New identity.
I mean, you know that because he had his profile picture.
So now we know what he looks like.
So we know what he looks like.
3-2-1 Noel, you can't hide forever.
Yeah, and his friends, he's going to have to go to his friends and be like, hey, listen, I need you to do me a solid here. I need you to do me a solid.
Just tell everybody I did it, and so they'll leave me alone.
Or just, he's going to have to try it. I bet. And listen.
He said post a video of me doing it, though.
I know he did. Listen, 321 Noel, and I know you're not listening, but if this gets to you, we understand as the internet that you will probably try to make some sort of makeshift chocolate treat look like what we want it to.
Yeah.
And we will find out.
Uh-huh. And then we're going to find out that you were a big fraud and it was just melted Snickers. Oh,
and so now you're so you're going to be right back to square one. So anyways, this is absolutely insane. Like, this is a lesson, kids.
This is a lesson.
Don't put
this
it
is
out
a big
in
lesson.
The internet if you don't want it to come true, and don't make bets you don't or can't pay off.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't ever put anything out there you wouldn't be willing to actually do, because sometimes that's what happens.
Yep, exactly. So again,
oh, what a lesson.
Little setting the bar story. I hope Florida State loses every single game this year.
I mean, now, unfortunately, like, Florida State is forever synonymous now with this dude, right? Like, are you going to be able to hear Florida State's name now without thinking of this dude? I kind of think no.
Forget that, buddy. You don't.
Yeah, see, no, we're not going to forget. We're not going to forget now. And Florida State's like, dude, seriously.
Oh, shit.
They don't want to be associated with it.
Anyways, well, too bad they are, because they're fans. All right, hey. What's the craziest friend bet that you've lost? Like, what's the stunt that you had to do because of a dumb bet that you made? We want to hear it. I understand it's probably not going to be involving a solo cup and number two off of a dog, but,
we hope not. That is way too aggressive for words.
That is so aggressive.
I mean.
Oh, shoot.
Dude, there was never a thought in his mind that was just like, wait a second.
I mean, but he's.
What happened?
It's the internet. He's just spouting stuff off, yeah. Like, if they lose, yeah, this is what I'll do, you know.
Well, and then now he's the poster child for not spouting things off.
Yep.
Because we'll hold you to it.
Yep. The internet's not forgiving.
It doesn't
forgive. They don't forget.
Yes.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story of the craziest bet that you've lost. Little, like, what stunt did you have to do because of a bet? What bet did you make? All that stuff. Those stories next on 99.7 DJX. That is your setting the bar story.